Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is unbelievable. Kapenga, state senator from Waukesha County, has really degraded himself beyond my expectation, and my expectations were very low to begin with. This is the guy who actually wrote a message to Donald Trump saying, "I am but a bobby pin, you are Thor's hammer." And that is a weird thing for a guy to say to another guy, okay? I don't care who you are. Guy say, "I'm a bobby pin to your Thor's hammer," talking about his media presence and in every other respect. Guys don't say that kind of stuff to other guys. I mean, they just don't. There's something weird about this guy, Kapenga, very, very weird. Well, now he just came out and he denounced and called it communism. Raises of less than 2% for the trades, for carpenters, electricians, less than 2%. He said that was communism. You know, speaking of communism, the guy he worships, Trump, he also told Trump he wore socks with his pictures on it. I'm not kidding. I mean, guys just don't do that kind of stuff. But in any event, why don't you talk about Trump and Putin, Kapenga? Why don't you talk about Trump and Putin sticking up for Kapenga? I should say sticking up for Putin against our CIA and FBI. In any event, here's what's at issue. Under Act 10, state employees can only get wage increases equal to inflation. The wage increase proposed for the carpenters, electricians, and the trades that work for the state. And what do they do for the state? They work on UW campuses. They work on prisons. They work at other state facilities. They make less than the private sector. They're supposed to get 1.81% for 2021 and 1.23% for 2022. You're talking carpenters, electricians, and others. Inflation's 5.9%. And Kapenga said it was communism to give them anything. He says employees are happy with their wages. How would he know? How would he know? Let me tell you something. This guy, he's trying to get himself reelected. He's bad news. He came close to being beaten last time by one of the best state Senate candidates I've seen the Democrats put up in a long time. She was terrific, and I hope she runs again. Trying to gerrymander him back. But he flat out said, it's communist. This reminds me of communist Russia. Communist Russia to give a 1.81% raise for 2021. 2021 is over almost. And 1.23% for 2022. First of all, Act 10 was wrong. Limiting wage increases to inflation, you're freezing people into their income forever. Forever. People have an expectation of having a decent raise in income. They do good work, and the trades, the carpenters and electricians do good work. And this communism bit, you know, the Republicans better be very careful about that. Very careful about that. Trump could have gotten the Employee of the Month award from Moscow. Trump is beholden to Putin. Putin was an officer in the KGB at one point when they were communist over there. His nickname was the Moth, M-O-T-H, because he used to, they viewed him as an insect that flew around light bulbs and sucked up to whoever was the brightest light in the room. That's how he wormed his worthless way up. The Moth. Then when Gorbachev and Yeltsin came in, Gorbachev was a communist, but he realized it was time to turn over to democracy. Yeltsin, it was a democracy. He was elected. He was elected. Soviet Union disbanded. Berlin Wall came down. It was the highlight of the 20th century. It was the highlight of Russian history for a long time. You know, the czars ran them for over 1,000 years. Serfs, aristocrats, and they treated their serfs not quite the way slaves were treated, but there were some similarities. People would kill their serfs. They owned their serfs, basically. Dostoevsky, you've heard of Fyodor Dostoevsky? He wrote a lot of novels. He was a very bad guy personally, and his father was worse. His father had serfs. They rose up and killed his father, killed Dostoevsky's father. You know how they did it? They waterboarded him with a bottle of vodka. They held him down and stuck a bottle of vodka in his throat till he choked to death. That's nasty. It's some nasty stuff. Very, very nasty. But he was a nasty man. That's the way serfs were treated. And finally, the Russian Revolution came along. Okay, there are no serfs anymore. I was over there in 1997, the delegation from the Justice Department giving lectures on what they, you know, I said to one of them, can you tell whose grandfather was a serf? In other words, a great-grandfather. And they said they couldn't. They said they couldn't. But it was a very, very, it's a very, very sad structure. They seem to break out of it under Yeltsin. Now with Putin, it's just organized crime. Same thing as communism, but just organized crime. So Kapenga's going, communist Russia? Are you kidding me? And you have Trump's picture on your socks? You do? And you're a bobby pin compared to Thor's hammer, and you're shining me with some communist Russia thing? Hey, look, Kapenga, read some history. Although it doesn't matter if you read any history because you are subservient to Trump. But the fact of the matter is, employees are not happy with their wages when you won't even give them 1.81% for the year that's already expired, and inflation's 5.9%. No, they're not happy. They want more than inflation. They want a real wage increase. And that's the way it is. Act 10 exempted the police and the firefighters because the police had endorsed Walker, and some of the firefighters had too. So as a result, their wages comprise an overwhelming percentage of municipal budgets in the state, especially in Milwaukee. And I do not begrudge wage increases to officers. I want to see wage increases for other employees too. Act 10 should have been repealed a long time ago. Gerrymandered legislature kept it into effect. And now you see what's happening. Suddenly they're communists for wanting anything, even cost of living, which is what is provided for in Act 10. I don't know who Kapenga thinks he's posing for holy pictures with out in Waukesha County. This is not going to fly. This is not going to fly. And we will see. We will see what happens. But this guy has got to be beaten. Let's get that same candidate we had last time. She was absolutely terrific. In Georgia, David Perdue running for the governorship now because Trump urged him to. When he lost to Jonathan Ossoff for Senate, he said, you know, I lost. Now he's saying, no, I didn't lose. He's buying the Trump thing. And he says he wants to inspect absentee ballots from a year ago. This guy's a sick puppy. Look at him. He's degraded. He sold his soul to Trump. He sold the soul to Trump. No, I'll tell you what. He's running against Brian Kemp, who's no good either, because Brian Kemp's the one who beat Stacey Abrams by knocking a couple hundred thousand people out of Atlanta off the voting rolls and barely beat her last time, and she's running again. And the fact of the matter is that now Trump's trying to bump Kemp off because Kemp certified the election and stuck up for Raffensperger. Throwing these names out real quick. You understand all these names? And this degraded guy, David Perdue, you look at his face and there's insincerity, there's weakness and shame. He's a walking hunk of weakness, insincerity, and shame. And now he's doing, I take it back. Ossoff didn't beat me. I want to see the absentee ballots. Do the Trump thing. Do the Trump thing. That's what you got down there. Go Stacey Abrams. Beat whichever one of these guys gets through the primary. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Shadow. Moon shadow. Moon shadow.